Good morning. Hopefully everybody can hear me out there. Hope all is well. Good morning. Happy Thursday, September 30th. Wow, I can't believe we're almost at the close of the year with three more quarters. But really excited to be here with each and every one of you. Again, thanks so much for making time this morning for our jumpstart call. Hey, everybody, welcome to our weekly jumpstart call. Sorry, it's been from Texas. I see people coming in. Come on in. Welcome. Hello, everyone. Just want to welcome everybody to the jumpstart call with Discover Life Church. My name is Mike Steele. I am one of the leaders here at DLC over the men's ministry. And thanks, everyone, again, for joining. You know, I like setting the vibe a bit, and I like setting the environment. So I'm going to start out with just some prayer as folks are still coming in. I know right here at 601. But thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this morning. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Father God, for us to wake up. The fact that we have breath in our lungs, Father God, and we have the ability to wake up and join this call, Father God, says so much about your presence, says so much about your love, says so much about your grace and your mercy over each of us, Father God. I don't want to take that for granted, Father God, because we can be doing anything right now at this hour around the world, Father God, but for some reason you've called us all to be in this place at this time, Father God. So I thank you, Lord, for it. Fill this call up with your presence, Father God. Fill this call up with your love and your mercy, Father God. Fill this call up with your being, Lord Jesus. Make connections on this call, Father God. Speak to people's spirit, Father God. Use me as a vessel, Father God, to share your word with the folks on this call, Father God, and myself included, Lord Jesus, so that we can go out into the world and activate your word, so that we can activate what being a kingdom man and a kingdom woman is all about, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, welcome. That's not even the morning prayer, but I just felt like I just wanted to ground us in that. So here's what I'll be talking about this morning. I don't know about you, but here lately, it's trying to attack around worry and overwhelming. Okay, so today what we're going to talk about is worry and overwhelming. So lots of transitioning happening here for me and Shelby in the home and businesses and work and corporate America and all that kind of stuff. Dog, we added a dog to the family. So just a lot of different things happening in this season. And it's caused for some worry and just feeling some degree of just overwhelm. And so if you're like me, I wanted to go to scripture and just figure out what does the word really say about worry and overwhelming. So if you're dealing with something today where it just seems to be things a little tight, you don't know where the pressure is coming from, or you don't know why you're worried or why you're stuck on certain things, hopefully today we can unpack some of that through scripture. All right. I read an interesting statistic in prepping for this call about worry. And the stat was 60% of U.S. adults are feeling daily stress and worry. Wow, so 60% of the U.S. are feeling daily stress and worry. So that's the majority of individuals are feeling stress and worry. So this should resonate with some folks. And here's the funny thing, and I'll get to the scripture here in a second. But another survey said only about 85% of the things that we worry about actually happen. So you got the majority of individuals feeling like stress and worry, but only 85% of the time people worry about things that don't never really actually materialize or happen. Right? So I thought that was interesting. So let's go to scripture and see what it says about worry. So if you go to Matthew 6:25. I'll give everybody a second to get there. Matthew 6:25. So here we go. Do not worry, Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Are you not much more valuable than they? Can anyone of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? So if you've got nothing else from the scripture, I'm going to keep reading, but are you not much more valuable than they? If I was Pastor Roy saying, circle that, underline this, right? So hold on to that. Are you not much more valuable than they? And then hold on to this one. Can anyone of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? So as you progress through your day, those are two questions I want you to ponder on, okay? Let's keep going. 28. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I'll let that sit for a second. Let me just last these again. I'm just letting it sit. But seek first his kingdom of his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So as I went through that, and I hope it resonated, and I hope it, again, hang on to all of this, particularly those two questions. But seek first his kingdom. So as I started this, I talked about just some different transitional things Shelby and I are dealing with here on the home front, and then, you know, dealing with. And as we go through those things, it's important that we always seek first God. And seek first his understanding. God didn't put us in certain situations that we can't get out of. God made us strong. God made us with broad shoulders, you know, male and female. Just we can hold on to a lot. And that's why we were designed and how we were designed. So as we go through the day, as we go through the week, as we go into the weekend and, you know, closing out this year, the last three months of the year, a lot of holidays and family time and all of that kind of stuff, which create a little bit more anxiety or a little bit more worry and overwhelmingness. I'll just say, hang on to this word. Seek God first in all that we do. So when the pressure is getting stronger, if the pressure is getting stronger, know that God has created and called us to do incredible things, incredible things. You have a community on this call and also a DLC who's willing to stand with you, support you, fight with you, pray with you, love on you, cry with you, hug you, all that kind of good stuff. You got a community around you. So I would just say, as we launch into our days today, as we launch into the weekend, let's seek his word and his wisdom first. If we do that, just like the birds that we see flying throughout the day, they're not worried about what they got to eat, where they're going to stay, any of that. Because God will provide. And as we seek his word first, in the scripture first, he will provide. He will see through. He will show up. He will provide his grace and his covering, just like he's done for so many years in our lives. We just have to seek him first. Okay? All right, so that's my message here. Let me close this out with prayer. We'll close this out with prayer, and then I'll let everybody go on to their day. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you again, Father God, just saying thank you for this time. Thank you for the moment. Thank you, Father God, for us to be able to carve out time just for you in these early hours of the day. We thank you, Lord, for your word around worry, stress, and overwhelmingness, or any of those types of feelings, anxiety that we may feel. But I think all of this word kind of really resonates with all of those components. That's where you're at. But I thank you, Father God, for you being on the throne. So whatever trouble, whatever worry that we may be dealing with, whatever thing, barrier that may come into our day-to-day, Father God, or throughout the balance of the year, we know that we can rest on you. We know that you can jumpstart our lives. We know that you can lead us and guide us, even when we can't see where you're taking us to. That's where I was talking about taking the how out of it. Let us just go sometimes, Father God. Let us go. Let us be stewards of you, Lord Jesus. Show up and show out in our lives, Father God, so when we meet some type of resistance, some type of worry, we know that through you, and if we seek you first, all things will be made plain. We will be victorious. We will be vessels for you. We will be representations of you. You will get all the glory, Father God. Lead through us, none of us, only you, Lord Jesus, as we go into the day. Bless us, Lord Jesus. Let us be representations of you on the job. Let us be representations of you in the community. Let us be representations of you in the church, in our family, Lord Jesus. Let us be representations of you, Father God. So, Lord, we're coming into a stressful, worrisome season, or we just left one. We know that you're there, and we know that you can do all things through us, Father God. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Father God. I'm not quite sure who this word was for outside of me. I know I needed it. But wherever this audience is, Father God, again, whether they're dealing with some stressful, heavy stuff right now, Father God, let them know that you're still in control. You're still on the throne, Father God. You can make all things new, Lord Jesus. Come on, Father God. We rest in you, Father God. We trust in you, Father God. We believe in you, Lord. We love you so very much, Father God. So if that's someone on the call that's really just struggling with this thing, Father God, just let us, let them seek you, Father God, first. And if you're in a season where worry hasn't really hit you yet, you know, praise God for you. Praise God for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. But no matter where you are, you're once heard, you're either going to a storm, coming out of a storm, or a storm is kind of on the horizon. No matter where you are, whatever season, this word can resonate. This word says, seek you, lean to your own understanding. Lord Jesus, I mean, not to your own understanding, you know, his understanding. That's a different scripture, but I just pulled it to my spirit. But touch us, Lord Jesus. Touch us, Father God. Touch us, Lord. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We believe in you, Lord. We trust in you, Lord. We glorify your name, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. All right, listen, I'm going to send you off into the world. You got total victory today. God has perfectly positioned you and me where we are today. So although it may be tight, it may not be for some, know that we have a victory. Know that God will never put too much on us that we can't handle. He never put us in situations that he can't help us come through. So I'm thankful for that. All right, so going through your day, I appreciate you all for joining. Definitely got some activities coming up this week for DOC. Be sure to check out the website to see all the activities that's happening. And I thank you. I love you all. Love you to life, as Pastor Chris will always say. And enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
The moderator has left the conference.